Welcome back to Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Rhonda McBride. So much has happened in 2020. The pandemic, national, local elections. Boy, it just seems like we went speeding down the highway of life like crazy race car drivers. But with help from Jennifer Pemberton, KTOO's managing editor, and James Brooks, who covers politics for the Anchorage Daily News, we're going to take one last look back before 2020 flashes away in our rearview mirrors. Well, Jennifer, I'm going to start off with you. I'm sure that your head must be spinning looking back at all the news that we had last year.
Yeah, I mean, the volume of news, it was the most news I think that this newsroom has ever seen. And pretty much everything that we covered can sort of falls into these, you know, big buckets of like, you know, pandemic coverage. Obviously, that was like every day. Eventually, the election was huge this year, social justice, and then weather, of course. We can't leave out the all-important weather category. I mean, that stuff just kept us insanely busy. I mean, this year, in the KTOO newsroom, we changed our hours around. We got an extra person working on our digital team to keep our website updated. We had to ramp up because there was just so much happening.
Well, so what was your process in trying to pick out the top stories of the year for us?
Well, I did a sort of process of elimination where I took all the noise out that was just like, yeah, we did a lot of important pandemic coverage and a lot of important election coverage, but I just kind of ignored all that. And then I looked at the most popular stories, which, you know, I look by sort of web traffic and social media, which is not the only way to know, you know, if a story resonated with people, but it's one way to look. And so I looked at our web traffic and I found the top five stories that are by KTOO reporters, because if you are familiar with our website, you know that we publish a lot of content from a lot of other public media stations, as well as the ADN on our website. So I narrowed it down to just original reporting. And these are all five stories that are reported by KTOO reporters and that all appeared on KTOO either only or first. And that's kind of why there's stories that as the news director, I kind of want to brag about. And the top one, which I think somebody might get into later, was this Sea Alaska Heritage Institute suing Neiman Marcus over this copyright infringement for a Raven's Tail knitted coat that they were selling for $2,500 on Neiman Marcus. Rosita Wirl, you know, the president of SHI, who's going to be on the program later, called it one of the most blatant examples of cultural appropriation that she'd ever seen. And a lot of people thought that this is probably the first time that a business had been sued in the United States for copying a traditional indigenous pattern. And the story, I think, did really well, obviously, because it's just, the lawsuit is so interesting and original, and it's just feels like something worth fighting for to a lot of people. But Neiman Marcus also filed for bankruptcy, like, I think the week that this story came out. So I think some of it was people like Googling Neiman Marcus and then finding our story, which was fine. I would much rather them find that story about Neiman Marcus than about them going bankrupt. So that was, Elizabeth Jenkins was a reporter on that story, and that was by far the most popular story that we had for the whole year. And it happened in April and had nothing to do with the pandemic.
Well, we'll come back to you for the rest of your top five, but that's an interesting way to look at it, is what story generated the most interest. From your perspective, James, what did you have to do to come to your top list of stories? Because I imagine with all the politics this year, you had a lot.
Yeah, and what I ended up doing was going back and looking at, okay, entering the year, what did we think was going to be the most important thing? And we knew that this year's election was going to be a big deal. But we also thought that the recall against Governor Mike Dunleavy would be a big deal. And because of the coronavirus pandemic, that has turned out to not be a big deal. It still might surface next year, but the pandemic effectively froze that, and that was something that didn't come about that we thought would come about this year.
That is interesting that we had totally different expectations at the beginning of this year. So Jennifer, what's number two on your top hits list?
Yeah, so my number two story was from January, which is, again, sort of before, you know, speaking of like what we thought was going to be the big story, had just finished producing our podcast, Cruise Town, which is all about the cruise industry in Juneau. And there was a January public hearing of the city assembly, and a Juneau resident came and was listing off all of the items that she had heard that cruise ships had dumped and the city dump. And it was just things like, you know, hundreds of chairs and mattresses, slot machines that I think they had pulled the electronics out of, but like just garbage. And she asserted that it was 3 million pounds of garbage. And later on, the city did indeed confirm that for us. And so Adeline Baxter filed a story in February about that sort of coming off of our epic cruise season in 2019, that 3 million pounds of trash came off cruise ships and into our city landfill, which, by the way, is expected to be completely full in less than 20 years. So that was a big investigation that we didn't end up following up on because there was no cruise season, which was the sort of biggest non-story of the year.
James, do you think that rises to the top of our stories, just the overall impact on tourism because of the coronavirus?
Absolutely. The impact of not having cruise ships come in to not just Juneau, but all of Southeast and all of Alaska had huge effects all over the state. I talked to people up in Denali National Park, and the Denali borough is heavily dependent on cruise ship tourists and tourism in general, even to a greater extent than Juneau, just about as much as Skagway is. And it was effectively shut down this year. There was very little tourists at all. There was one headline that did catch my attention was a tourist who got themselves in trouble on the way out to the famous bus, the Into the Wild bus near Denali National Park. And then, of course, that bus was later removed later in the year by the state and will soon be installed up at the Museum of the North in Fairbanks.
That's a good place for it, better than people getting in trouble. You know, the other headline that grabbed my attention not too long ago was that the whales at least appreciated the slowdown in cruise ship traffic.
Yeah, we had so many stories that it started to become like Mad Libs, where people, I had reporters who were pitching me these stories that are like, scientists are enjoying learning about X while there's no cruise ships this year. There was the air pollution and a water pollution and all of these studies that were sort of using the no cruise ships as a sort of lab to see what things might be like without their impact.
That is going to be interesting to track to see, you know, if there are more fish spawned and other various spurts in population growth among wildlife. So we didn't get to number three, four, and five yet. We're going to run out of time pretty soon. So can you give us those?
I'll do them really quickly. Number three was about this Yokolup, or a glacial ice dam breach that happened, not the one that happened in the Mendenhall here in Juneau, but one that happened in Lituya Bay in August. And it was actually, the scientists think it was the largest Yokolup in Southeast history, but no one was around to see it except this fisherman went out, this was in August, looking for Chinooks in Lituya Bay, and the water was super muddy, the tide was really high, and there were trees and icebergs in in the bay, and he said he hadn't seen icebergs since the 70s. And later a geologist sort of solved the mystery by looking at satellite imagery and found out that this huge, huge ice dam had broken and the water came out. He said the flow was the equivalent of basically an Amazon river every hour, dumping out of this ice lake into Lituya Bay. So that was a super cool story, very popular, because it's so cool. And then a really, really sweet story that I love that didn't actually happen in Juneau, but Rasha McChesney happened to be working on the weekend when it broke, but in the village of Igiagic, a kid needed to be medevaced, but the runway lights didn't turn on. Does anybody remember this story? Yes. And the people, they could hear the plane circling overhead, but it couldn't land because they couldn't see the runway. And so this woman, Ida Nelson, got up out of bed. It was like 10 or 11 o'clock at night. And she got on her four-wheeler and called everyone in town. And they all came out in their trucks and their four-wheelers to light the runway. And the plane actually was able to land and get the patient and take off again for Anchorage. And that story went viral. The New York Times picked that up. But Rasha was the first person to call Ida Nelson there in Igiagic and ask her about that experience. So that story was super memorable.
You know, it wasn't, but it's kind of ironic because that happens quite frequently in Southwest Alaska because villages don't always have well-lit runways and crises always happen at the worst possible time. So you have one more story on your list, don't you?
I have one more and I'm going to do it quick. And it was a really fun story that Jeremy Shea did about a sign that was on a trail on a Juneau trail that just said poop pumping, hike at your own risk. And a hiker was like, what does this mean? What is the risk? Should I be afraid? And Jeremy looked into it and learned all about how the Forest Service hires helicopters to take human waste out of the popular outhouses at Juneau cabins. And we learned all about that process. At the end, the ranger who's in charge of that program said, you know, we don't put the helicopters on the sign because people are excited about helicopters, but if they know that it has to do with poop, then they probably won't draw a crowd.
Well, that's a story that probably, you know, fell by the wayside in terms of everybody's memory for the year, but in a normal year would have probably had a lot of legs to it. Well, we're about out of time, and James, I wanted to ask you about, you know, because you said that you had about 50 stories in a stack there in front of you. What is the story you will remember from 2020?
I think it's something that came up more recently. And I traveled up to Haines with Rasha McChesney from public radio, from KTOO, and we covered the landslides that happened in Haines earlier this month after the heavy rainfall. And Haines is still dealing with that recovery, but it was remarkable to me to see how everybody in Haines and really everybody in northern southeast pitched in to help the people who had been evacuated from their homes, who were staying in motels and hotels and didn't have clothing and didn't have very much to work with at the time. And it was remarkable to see the response to it and to see how people were taken care of.
I guess that is kind of journalism at its best, isn't it? When you can give people a window into what is a massive struggle.
Yeah, and I like to focus on the good that came out of it, but it still was a disaster and two people did lose their lives. And that's really hard for the families involved. That's hard for the communities as well. And I try to, as Haines author Heather Lindy put it, find the good in this.
Yeah, isn't that one of the titles of one of her books, Find the Good? So
yes.
Well, let's hope that we all can try to find the good in 2020 going forward. Jennifer Pemberton, managing editor for KTOO News, James Brooks, political reporter with the Anchorage Daily News. Thank you for pointing out some of the highlights of the year. And I'm sure we're going to be processing 2020 for many years to come.
Well, thank you very much.